Hey, I'm George Corliss, and welcome to Good Growing with the Garden Gal. This program will help you to become stewards of your own natural resources. Whether you're a farmer, a backyard gardener, or you're into forestry or animal husbandry, our goal is to provide information and education on these subjects and more. And I've got the Garden Gal with us today. Good day to you, Teresa Williams.
Good afternoon, George. Nice to be here.
It is. It's just a nice fall day outside, clouds, sun. Sometimes it rains a little bit. You never know what you're going to get this time of year.
No, you don't, but it's beautiful.
And we've got quite a bit on the agenda today, folks, and I think you're really going to enjoy this program because at first we're going to talk about garlic. And it has to be probably my favorite. It's an herb, is that correct?
Technically, no, it's a bulb.
Really?
Yes.
So it's not an herb, but I sure enjoy it when it gets cooked with because it just seems like the aroma fills the entire house and it can fill your entire mouth also. So when you're talking to other people, they know that you've been taking garlic. Sometimes people take those garlic tabs, though, too, don't they?
Yeah, and you can smell that, I think.
I think you can, too, for sometimes days at a time as you go through there. So we're going to be talking about garlic. We're going to be talking about biological activity in the soils. And then to finish up our program, we're going to talk about the crop of the month, and that is apples. Who doesn't like apples?
Nobody, I don't think. I've never met somebody who didn't like an apple.
And they seem like they keep coming up with different varieties, too.
They do. There's breeding programs going on all the time.
And they just taste wonderful. So let's start with a word of prayer, and then we'll get rolling here. Father, thank you for a beautiful day, and thank you so much that we can talk about your creation and these different things that you've made so that we can just enjoy food and to enjoy growing it and harvesting it and all the different phases that we talk about each month. And I just ask that you be with us in a special way. Be with our listeners too, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. And so garlic, and it comes from a plant then. Why don't we talk about the different varieties of garlic before we get jumping into this?
Sure. There's two broad varieties of garlic. There's what we call soft neck garlic, which is the kind you can see maybe in a braid. And then there's the hard neck garlic. For us here in Michigan and in Illinois, where we have cold winters, we want to grow the hard neck varieties. The cold, they're plenty cold hardy, but those soft neck varieties that they grow in California, they're not hardy enough to grow here.
Now, what does it mean, hard neck and soft neck?
If you look at a bulb of garlic, there's essentially a central stem to the garlic where the green part of the plant was, and that's either going to be hard like a stick or it's going to be very soft and pliable like an onion would be. And the hard ones are the ones that we plant here in the fall. They just do a little bit of growth in the fall, get their root system started, and in the spring they really grow.
Okay, this is going to be a really dumb question, probably to a lot of people out there. I've never grown garlic before. So you say it's a bulb, so then it's underneath the ground is where it grows?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It does. It's a bulb, and it's in the same family as onions, similar to them, but what we know of as the head of the garlic, that part is completely underground during the growing cycle.
Now, what kind of ground does it thrive in? I mean, is it like wet ground like clay, or is it more sandy ground, or what kind of grounds do garlic thrive?
Kind of in between, like most garden plants. Heavy clay, it might be difficult for that bulb to form. Really sandy soil, it might be difficult for the bulb to get enough moisture. But so sort of like onions, high organic matter is good, and then somewhere in the middle of the scale between clay and sand is best.
Now, you talked about basically two different types of plants. Are there different colors? Are there different varieties besides that, too?
Yeah, although honestly, it's kind of hard to tell them apart. There's some that have a slight reddish stripe to them and some that are more pure white, and the flavor differences are a bit subtle. But there's one I like called German Extra Hardy. That's a pretty popular one. If you want to grow garlic, I think you probably need to look at a seed catalog because I've never seen in a local store. Of course, places may vary, but up here I've never seen in a local store anywhere where you can purchase hardneck garlic to grow. You might have some luck, though, at your local farmer's market. Talk to your grower and find out if it's a hardneck variety. And if it is, you could probably plant that.
Now, how do you go about planting it then? Do you plant it by seed and then move it out into the garden? Or do you just, you buy like onion bulb sets?
Well, you essentially buy heads of garlic, the whole head. And what you do is you take that head and you separate the cloves out. And each individual clove of garlic is going to become a whole new head of garlic. And I don't have a camera under the ground to see how this happens, but I sure would like to, because it doesn't make sense. You plant this one thing that's a clove of garlic, and then 9 months later you harvest it and you've got a bulb comprised of 5, 6, 7 cloves. But all you do is you separate those cloves. Of course, you want to have your soil prepared ahead of time so it's nice and loose and friable. I just use my hands and I make a hole and pay attention to that clove of garlic and notice where the bottom of it is and notice where the top of it is. The top's going to be pointy. The bottom's going to be blunt on the end. You want to make sure you plant that right side up, not sideways, not upside down, but so that the bottom of that clove is at the bottom of your hole. And you want to put enough soil over the top. So you've got, probably 3 inches or more of soil on top of the topmost part of that bulb of garlic.
And I noticed, too, that you mentioned that you plant them in the fall.
Yeah. October is a great time to plant them.
Really?
Yeah. If you plant them in the fall, they initiate just a bit of growth. They'll start with a root system. In some areas, you might even see part of the green top. Up here, I never do see any of the green, and that's okay. If you plant them in the fall, it will form a head of garlic with many cloves. One time, I just for an experiment, I said, okay, well, what happens if I plant them in the spring? See what happens. So I did that, and it grew, but what it did is it formed one small onion-like bulb as opposed to a head of garlic with cloves. So you could plant it in the spring, but you get a different thing out than what you typically think of a garlic head being like.
And it has the wrapping on it similar to onions.
Yeah, papery wrapping. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how thick is that usually, like 2 or 3 or 4?
Wow, I've never counted the layers, but if I had to guess, I'd say about 5.
And then when they're using it in the kitchen, I always used to watch my wife, and she would, hit it. And smack it, and that way you didn't have to peel the garlic or anything.
Different cooks use different techniques. Myself, I like to cut the clove in half and then take the flat side of a knife and press it down. And I like to put my garlic through something that crushes it. It's a little tool. It's a hand tool, and you crush the garlic cloves because that releases all the juices and the flavor, and you don't have to mince it. But each cook has their own way of how they like to do that.
Now, where did garlic come from? Is it in, how would you say, in...
Indigenous?
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. To America? Or,
no. Okay. No. It's indigenous to some place in Asia. I'm not sure exactly where, but somewhere between, say, Turkey and China in that region, it's indigenous.
Is this a Marco Polo thing that he came back to Italy with this?
I don't know.
Because they use it in so many of their...
It's well-traveled, and I haven't met a cuisine yet that doesn't use garlic. So that's an excellent question that I don't know the answer to.
Huh, I wonder. And so how do you figure out if you've got the right kind of soil for this?
Pretty much any soil is going to work unless, you've got hard clay.
So this isn't
a brain
surgeon thing.
No. It's fairly adaptable, but you do want to try and give it some soil with some organic matter and some water holding capacity. Like any vegetable garden, soil is going to work for garlic. It's a pretty easy plant to grow. It's one of our easier ones.
Now, do you need to mulch it during the winter?
Yes. That mulching is a great idea because it does 3 things for you. First of all, it prevents weeds from growing, a nice thick layer of mulch. I like to use straw for my garlic. The second thing it does is it prevents frost heaving, and that's particularly important because it's an overwintering crop. And in the spring, how we'll get a freeze and then a thaw and a freeze and then a thaw, that kind of fluctuation could push that garlic clove right out of the soil.
Well, you don't want that to happen.
You don't want that to happen. And the third thing it does is eventually that mulch is going to decompose, so it helps to build the organic matter in your soil.
But you're saying that this isn't the raw components that you need to grow, you can't normally find in stores around here. You have to send away for it.
That, or go to your local farmer's market, and a farmer who's growing garlic around here is going to be growing hardneck garlic.
Now, what about the garlic that we have at some of the big box stores or whatever? Can you actually take that and plant that?
Probably not, because most of that's going to be softneck varieties grown in California or someplace warm. And you can tell pretty easily. If you break the clove apart and there's not a hard stick-like center to it, then it's a softneck variety. And so, but if it has that hard stick-like center to it, that's a hardneck variety. So you could try that out.
Do you think most of the kitchens around here and most of the things that we purchase in the stores, it's a depend on what type of time of year it is? Or is it mainly all from California?
I think it's mostly from California. Garlic stores very well. So it's one of those crops that you can easily keep in storage for a year and still have a good bulb. So your chances, if I were going to say what your chances were, your chances are definitely in the stores. You're buying soft neck garlic.
Now, how big of an area are you going to prepare for in your garden to be able to plant the garlic?
Okay. One head of garlic should be put at about an 6 by 6 inch spacing is probably enough. I tend to go a little bit larger than that. So if you think about the size of a large onion and what space would that take up, that's about the space you should allow for garlic. A little, I put in a row, I will put mine 8 inches apart, and then I usually have my rows about 8 inches apart as well.
And so you're also saying that right now, is it just a little bit late, or is this right when we want to be planting it?
Plant them mid-October is great for us here in Michigan. We're in the northern lower half, in the northern half of the lower peninsula, and early to mid-October is great for us. We've got a little bit of leeway this year because we're having such a warm October that it's giving us some time to still plant in the next 2 weeks, and we should be fine.
Are there any other types of plants that we should be planting, you know, this time of year besides, you know, garlic?
In vegetable plants, unless you have some kind of hoop house or other thing that you can grow over the winter, no, garlic's the only one we plant
now.
That's it. Unless, again, unless you're doing that over winter growing things in some kind of protected structure.
Teresa, I'm very surprised that somebody that is an entrepreneur in Michigan has not planted garlic on a mass production scale. It just would seem like most of the stuff, if it's coming from California, people want to buy local. I mean, they really
They do.
And I'm surprised somebody, I mean, we've got local farmers from a farmer's market, but right. I'm talking on a bigger scale where they could put it into Meijer's or Walmart's or, you know, wherever. I'm surprised.
You know, I hate to say for sure that there isn't. I just don't know of one. So right. there could be somebody out there, and I'm just not aware of them.
All right. Well, wow. I don't know.
I know we have big onion farms, but I haven't heard of any large garlic things. But, you know, if somebody listens to this, they might call you and say, hey, I know of one, and tell you all about that.
Now, what about garlic and deer? Is this a good bait to use for deer?
No, deer actually don't like garlic. So,
Wow.
If you have deer issues, you can grow garlic because they're going to stay away from it.
And so if I plant here in October, when am I going to be able to harvest?
Usually, we harvest late July.
Oh, that long? That's mm-hmm. a long time.
It is.
Okay. And is there anything that I need to be fearful of as far as the insect world when it comes to garlic?
Garlic's pretty easy to grow. It's pretty trouble-free. I've never had any significant disease or insect to worry about. One thing that you do with garlic that surprises people, if they haven't grown it before, is in the spring, early summer, sometime in June, you'll start to see a flower stalk come up from the garlic. And they're kind of interesting because they're usually curly. And if you want to promote good bulb growth, you snip that flower stalk off. And you can use it like a green onion, but it's flavored like garlic.
Wow.
And they're called scapes. And you might even see garlic scapes in your local farmer's market.
So it doesn't take up much room in the garden. It's actually being planted at a completely different time than any mm-hmm. of your other plants. and you're going to be able to use it to season your foods all year round.
It's deer resistant, so it has very few insect and disease pests. So it's one of those easy crops to grow.
So, wow, that would be great. I can think of a lot of backyard gardeners and stuff that have their plots right next to these big fields and stuff where the deer are traveling all the time, and kind of that would be a great idea. But you'd have to probably plant a lot of it. The corners?
Oh, it's all dependent on how hungry that deer is. You know, if that deer's really hungry, it's not going to matter.
All right. Well, that's coming to the end of our first segment there, folks. You want to stay tuned, though. We're going to be talking about biological activity in the soil. And we're going to talk about these different life forms and why they are important. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.